Well, so it's been a while since I've recorded anything. Probably my last little bit of recording would be news from the provinces back in December last year. But anyway, today, June the 28th, 2015, I'm back from our brief little holidays to the Isle of Wight for this year. And that's kind of a bit of what I was going to talk about, because our decision to go there this year was a sort of a bit random, really. We both of us have been to the Isle of Wight at least once on previous occasions with our families, but not for quite a few years now. And whilst pootling around the island, we tuned into Isle of Wight Radio, which is, of course, the island's independent commercial radio station. Now, despite being part of one of the larger commercial radio groups, in recent years they have become independent again. A bit of a rarity, that, in this day and age. And it showed, whilst listening to the station, there was still that touch of localness about it, which was quite refreshing. But the thing that really stuck in my head was the fact they were celebrating their 25th anniversary, and I was thinking, I can remember this station when it was literally pretty much brand new. Back then they were on AM only, I remember. And then I started doing the maths, because 25 years ago it was 1990. Specifically the summer of 1990, I was 18, I'd just finished 2 years at Bexhill College trying and failing miserably to get a number of A-levels. This turned out, I think, to be the last family holiday we had with me, my sister and my parents. But more importantly than that, this was the year that James and I met and discovered our shared interest in doing or trying to produce some radio-type material. Actually, back then, he was just Jim. The whole James thing came about when he started working for the BBC and started getting delusions of grandeur. That year, we produced, I think, 4 days' worth of, quite frankly, appalling material that was broadcast around the unfortunate citizens of Bexhill. Plus, we also did some coverage of the carnival and wandered around Bexhill College with a tape recorder attempting to interview all and sundry, none of which I'm going to inflict on you now, although I did unearth a small piece of Bexhill Carnival footage on the weekendary shows back in the middle of last year. Actually, that reminds me of we tried to do something similar around Portsmouth, I think, and that was only curtailed by the fact that the tape fell out midway round and neither one of us noticed. As for the Isle of Wight, well, this was the second year I'd borrowed a small portable tape recorder to take away and record some memorable clips from the island in the self-styled Isle of Wight reports, leading to such unforgettable gems, including my reaction of the Needles chairlift.
Going live from a chairlift.
Is this bit where the van disappears? It drops over there, doesn't it? Oh my God.
The technical quality has improved over the years. Sadly, the content hasn't. We have, as many of you know, because we've inflicted on you, produced quite a bit of material over the last 25 years. Some of it bad, some of it quite frankly appalling, and hopefully there'll be still more to come. Possibly the most scary thought of all of this, though, is that James' eldest, Chris, is only a couple of years younger from when us two first met. Makes me feel flipping ancient. Good night.
Seamus, can I speak to you off air?